Sarah, beer and bluegrass. What's wrong with that?
What is nothing wrong with that? Who doesn't love to go out on a beautiful day and drink some good local craft beer and then listen to some great music at the same time?
So, Sarah, you got this idea on a road trip.
Yes, on a road trip to Charleston, South Carolina last year, I stopped at the North Carolina Welcome Center and picked up one of their visitor's guide. And I'm a huge craft beer connoisseur, and they have an entire section in their visitor's guide dedicated to the craft beer industry. So I was very intrigued, and when I saw that Asheville does this type of festival, I kind of borrowed the idea and brought it back to the promotions committee with downtown Milford, and they were very excited. And after city approval and board approval, we got to be able to move forward and host that kind of event here in town.
And I imagine it wasn't that hard to replicate because Delaware has a huge craft beer scene.
Yes, I sent the email out to all the Delaware and Maryland Eastern Shores breweries, and we got back 11 that are really excited to be a part. A few of which, actually, this is going to be their first festival ever, some of which have yet to even open their doors, like Crooked Hammock in Lewis, the brand new brewery opening later this summer. Blue Earl in Smyrna just opened, I think, last month or maybe the month before. So a lot of these breweries are excited to come and get their product out there, and that they haven't ever been able to do that before. So we're excited to be the first festival that they can take part in like that.
Sarah, I imagine the larger goal of this festival is to bring more people into Milford.
That is correct. I hear from people a lot that Milford isn't exciting, and I think we've come a long way since I moved here 15 years ago. And events like Brewgrass are prime examples of the town's capabilities.
Milford kind of brands itself in different ways, Rivertown, Art Town. Can you back that up?
Certainly. I mean, well, the river is what it is. It's becoming a beautiful walkway from one side of the city to the other. And the Art Town, we have plenty of art galleries coming to town, people from all over wanting to retire and have their life hobby here in Milford. And then they have people that follow them, customers that come from out of town just to shop at those galleries. And then hometown. I mean, I went to high school here, and I moved away and I came back because I think that's just the kind of town that it is. It's really becoming something that people really want to be here, and they want to live here and be a part of the community.
As a matter of fact, Kiplinger's recently said that Delaware was ranked number one for retirement. You brought up retirees, and Milford was actually someplace they recommended people live.
Yeah, that's what we saw that in the news, I think, just last week, and that's very exciting for us. It's, you know, when I first moved here, it was Milton was the place to retire. A lot of Washingtonians will move there and retire there, but Milford is definitely putting itself on the map as a place to come and retire, and we're not that far from the beach. We're half an hour from the state capitol, and we have events like Brewgrass and Eat in the Street and Bug and Bud and the Riverwalk Festival to, you know, keep people entertained when they don't want to deal with beach traffic.
Right. So Downtown Milford is an organization that you volunteer for, the kind of umbrella organization. So a couple of days away from the festival that is this Sunday, how have ticket sales been?
Tickets are great. They were slow to start, but that's months away. And now that we know the weather is hopefully going to be nice on Sunday, and the trend, it seems, through beerfest.com is that 60% of ticket sales sell in the last week. So we are over 350 at this point. My goal is 500. And if we sell out before Sunday, that would just make me a very happy person.